HarperCollins presents Lost Realms, Histories of Britain from the Romans to the Vikings, by Thomas Williams. Read by Matt Addis. Since Brutus came to Britain, many kings and realms have come and gone. What's with the love of petty independence on the one hand, and on the other the greed of kings for wider realms, the years were filled with swift alterations of war and peace, of mirth and woe. As historians of the reign of Arthur tell us, a time of unsettled frontiers, when men might rise or fall suddenly, and songwriters had abundant material and eager audiences. J.R.R. Tolkien, Farmer Giles of Ham, 1949. The natural vice of historians is to claim to know about the past. Nowhere is this claim more dangerous than when it is staked in Britain between 400 and 600. We can identify some events and movements, make a fair guess at others, try to imagine the whole as a picture in the fire, but what really happened will never be known. James Campbell, The Anglo-Saxons, 1982. It is the middle of the Dark Ages. Ages darker than anyone had ever expected. Jabberwocky, 1977. Where now the horse? Where now the men? Where now the benefactor? Where now the seat at the feast? Where the hall joys? Alas, bright beaker! Alas, burnished warrior! Alas, proud prince! How that time has gone, dark under night's helm as if it had never been. Anonymous, The Wanderer. A Journey in the Dark. Prologue. Night is falling. Your land and mine goes down into a darkness now. And I, and all the other guardians of her flame, are driven from our homes, up, out into the wolf's jaw. But the flame still flickers in the fen. You are marked down to cherish that. Cherish the flame till we can safely wake again. David Rudkin, Pender's Fen, 1974. What happens when the rug is pulled? When all the certainties melt away, and when what had yesterday felt permanent, unchanging, unchangeable, collapses at breakneck speed. And what comes after? All ages of the past are dark, because the past is a grave. It is a void that historians and archaeologists seek to fill with knowledge, with things made by long-dead hands and the ghosts of buildings long demolished, the uncanny traces of people and their lost lives, poignant in their mundanity. A used bowl, a broken glass, a clay pipe, a worn shoe, the pieces of a game scattered and abandoned. It whispers with the words captured on the skins of animals or fragments of birch bark and lines breathed by poets in firelit halls, frozen in ink, repeating again and again across the generations as the bones of their authors crumble in the cold, dark earth. The more we find to fill that void, the better illuminated the past appears. It takes on three-dimensional form in standing buildings and tangible artifacts. Detailed reconstructions of costume and paraphernalia. Film and television provide illusory glimpses of the irrecoverable. Historical fiction and immersive histories promise time travel to places we feel we might inhabit, regardless of their many distortions and omissions. And, by and large, the further away a historical period sits relative to our own lives, the less vital and vibrant it feels. The colour footage turns to black and white, and then to sepia. It freezes into still photography, and then mutates into artist-mediated renderings of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?